All right, injury update. C.O. Moore, Mike Jenkins, Tracy Porter, we held them out. Again, I don't anticipate any of those being – none of them are major injuries. Obviously, they're part of camp, part of things you got to deal with. So hopefully we'll get those guys back sooner rather than later. We held out Cribbs and Mike Brazel.
You had like six guys that theoretically could be starters on your defense out today. You say it's not a major thing, but how much does that set back just the overall progress?
Well, I mean, obviously it's, it's part of camp and you got to deal with injuries. But it is frustrating, to not have guys that you're counting on to be out there on Sundays to be able to go through practice. I mean, this is part of where we develop the foundation of the team that we're going to be. And so it's important for those guys to get back out here as soon as possible.
With Menelik, how much is he behind? And are you get any sense that he's close at all?
He's way behind. He's way behind. He went through the offseason program, but, here we are in the second week of camp, and he hadn't seen it down yet. So he's got to get healthy and got to get back out here. Now, it's frustrating to me, but it's frustrating to him too. These guys, they want to be out here, but, obviously injuries are a factor in this game. And, at the end of the day, we got to coach the guys that are out here, and that's what we do.
Barnes' experience on the inside is fairly minimal. What can he bring to you there?
Well, he's a big guy that's got some power, and so I think that's something that we want to look at, him moving inside some and kind of mix and match the lineups a little bit and see what we got. But that was something that we had kind of planned on doing throughout camp, and we took the opportunity today with Brazel being down to put him in there and see what he could do.
Do you have pretty much mapped out which days you're going in pads, which days you're not? Do you sometimes change up guys out?
Part of it is an adjustment.
Yeah.
The anticipation was to be in pads today.
Yeah.
But with the injury situation the way that it is, I mean, we had seven defensive linemen that couldn't practice today. So, it's hard to get, multiple groups of a defensive front out there when you only got seven guys that are able to go. So we took the pads off. We slowed the tempo down there at the end, in hopes that, we can keep some of these guys that are having to take extra reps, hopefully keep them as fresh as we can.
What can you get from the walkthrough pace that you were doing?
The mental part of the game.
Yeah.
That's really what you're working on. I mean, it's not nearly as much about the physical part. It's just the mental part of the game and understanding your assignments, making sure as a quarterback you're going through your reads, where to go with the football, defensively being able to adjust to formations and play out route combinations.
With the seven guys that are out on the defensive line you were mentioning, right now are you just thinking, we're going to be getting some of these guys back pretty soon, we're going to ride with what we got, are you actively looking to try to fill and bring somebody else?
Well, I think we got to look to bring somebody else in, we've been in the process of doing that, and when we find guys that are out there that, are healthy, that can come in and help us, then we're going to try to bring those guys in. So it's really it's a matter of finding the right guys.
Can you talk about the working relationship that you have with Jason Tarver and how you guys are kind of building this scheme?
Well, I mean, we sat down, prior to last year and kind of went through his background and my background and some of the things that we wanted to do defensively. We come from different backgrounds, but we got the same philosophy. So, he and I have a great working relationship. I think we both understand what we're trying to get accomplished and what we want to do defensively. We meet on a daily basis to make sure we're on the same page on everything. And I've liked what I've seen as far as the progress of the defense so far.
How differently do you think the defense will be this year? A lot of new pieces. You might adjust for the scheme. How different do you think the defense will be?
Well, we'll see when we tee it up. I think we've improved ourselves in certain areas. Obviously, the linebacker position, I think, is an improved position. I think the secondary is an improved position. Once we get the full complement of defensive linemen back, I'm hopeful and anticipate that we're going to be better up front too. So we'll see. I mean, we're going to get an opportunity to to tee it up and go play some preseason games, and we'll have a better evaluation of where we're at.
Do you pay any attention at all to Cowboys playing tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll, obviously we'll be in meetings this evening, so we won't watch the game live, but we'll start looking at the Cowboys probably tomorrow and try to come up with a little bit of a plan for them for the opening preseason game.
Mostly about what you guys do, though?
Mostly. I mean, obviously you want to give your guys an opportunity to have success and understand some of the things that they're going to see, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. But it'll be a lot more about, what we do and being able to play out our rules and focus on what we're trying to get accomplished.
With Tyler Wilson, what would you say is holding him back? Are he struggling a little bit?
I think he's got the physical tools. I think he's behind from a mental part of the game, and that's where he's got to continue to work to improve.
I guess, playing off what you said about the linebackers, improved linebackers, Nick, having played behind Briggs and Urlacher in Chicago, I don't know how much leadership skills he was able to show there. What have you seen from him from that perspective so far?
Yeah, I've seen the leadership skills. I mean, I think Nick's he's extremely bright. He understands the game. He's getting a better feel for what we're trying to do defensively. That the scheme that they were in was probably not as multiple as the things that we're trying to do here. So there's still a little bit of a learning curve for him as far as that's concerned. But I think his leadership skills and command in the huddle I've been very pleased with.
How significant is that particular position do you expect over last year?
Well, I think it's obviously a significant position. I mean, that's, one of the quarterbacks of your defense is that guy in the middle, got a chance to get you in the right calls and get you in the right checks and make sure everybody's lined up and doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we're counting on him to take a leadership role. We're counting on him to run our defense.
You mentioned that you'd been planning to kind of work some guys in a bit like you did today with Rizel being out. What have you seen from guys like Willie Smith and Barnes and Barron that made you go with the combination that you did today specifically?
Well, I think when you look at it after going through a week and a half of camp, I look at Barnes and Alex Barron. I think both those guys have competed to a point that we feel good about putting either one of those guys in a game. Willie Smith's a guy that's continuing to compete. He's probably a little bit behind those guys right now, but, camp's not over. Preseason's not over.
Do you think it's like, because you moved Barnes inside, is it because he thrives in blocking in the run game and Barron is?
Well, I think you look at the guy's a big, powerful man, and he's played guard before. I mean, it's not like it's a totally new position to him. So putting him in there, giving him a look. At the end of the day, we're trying to find out what's the best combination of five guys to put out on the field that's going to give our offense the best chance for success.
Back to Nick for a second. What was it about the tape that you saw of him playing middle linebacker that kind of pointed to, hey, like that's the guy that I want?
Well, I thought, obviously he played the game smart. He was in the right spots. He was very athletic. Played the game with a quick twitch, and played the game with speed. And I think when you look at a guy like him, and he primarily played on the edge as a Sam linebacker there, but when faced with the opportunity of going inside when Urlacher was hurt, he was able to go in and played really well in there. So he was a guy that when we sat down and watched the tape, you couldn't help but notice the guy making a lot of plays.
Most teams in a training camp will have a way of charting every player every day so they can see on a day-by-day basis how they're doing, whether they're going up and down, that sort of thing. When you look at your guys, who's been consistent across the board, guys that everybody should be looking to, the teammates should be looking to, as guys that have been consistent across the board?
Well, I mean, I think it's hard to just – identify certain individuals. I mean, obviously, the guys like Tyvon Branch has been a consistent player for us. Jason Hunter's been a consistent player for us. Nick Roach has been a consistent player for us. I go over to the offensive side of the ball. Khalif Barnes has been a consistent player. Stefan Wisniewski, Darren McFadden. I mean, there's been several guys that I think have been you know, pretty consistent. And I think where you look at the biggest competition battles, you know, most of the times those are due to, you know, some inconsistencies.
With Porter and Jenkins out, some of the young corners got a chance to get more reps today. Do you like the depth that you have there with the young guys?
I do. I feel a lot better about the depth where we're at this year with the corner position. You know, obviously bringing in Tracy and Mike, I think are really big acquisitions for us. But to get guys like DJ Hayden, Chimdi Chekwa is a much improved player. You know, Phillip Adams, guys like that, to get those guys the opportunity to get in and get the reps really is invaluable for their growth, because really we're pretty young at that position, you know. So, and those are guys that we're going to have to count on to step up and be players for us this year.
Do you think the veterans actually have helped your younger players kind of progress?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you get a chance to sit back and look on the sidelines and watch guys how they compete, watch guys how they play, and watch how they understand, you know, what's happening to them in the game, I think that's helpful for any young player.
In which ways has Chekwa improved?
Well, the coverage. You know, I mean, that's the main thing you look at when you're looking at a corner. I mean, when you look at him, I think he's improved his flexibility, his ability to cover down the field and change directions, as well as his, you know, football awareness and instincts. You know, I think those are, you know, really a couple of factors that when you look at Chimdi, and he's always been able to run. He's always had talent. He just hadn't quite been able to put it together yet, but he's put together a solid camp so far. And, you know, again, we'll look at the preseason and see, you know, see how much improvement he's really made.
Last year, a lot was made of prior getting out of the huddle. That was a problem. Has that problem been solved this year? Has he gotten
well, I wouldn't say the problem's been solved, but I would say it's gotten a lot better, you know, and that's still something that we're going to continue to harp on him about. You know, that's part of the quarterback position, you know, to be the leader out there, to take charge and be able to, you know, get guys in and out of the huddle and set the tempo for the offense, you know, and I think a lot of times, you know, you look at some of the inconsistencies when you have them on offense. You know, a lot of time it starts with your ability to communicate and get in and out of the huddle. So he's been much improved, but we're still continuing to work on that.